Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Somebody give him a shout. Are you clapping and celebrating the love and the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. That was a powerful praise and worship. Say a good amen. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. You're looking amazing this morning. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody. Come on, clap your hands for his goodness. The Lord bless you. Wanda Zate is here. I would like him to minister one song unto the Lord before we take off this morning. You all may be seated in the presence of God. We welcome all our lovely friends and brothers from around the world. We want to thank God for everybody who have joined us on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and also on all his sister stations from around the country. We give God the glory in the name of Jesus the Christ. May I use the opportunity to welcome all our friends from Amansan and Gian Televisions. And let me give God the glory for the life of everybody who have also joined us on Facebook Live. Good morning to all of you. May the grace of God be extended to all our friends who are listening live on podcast. And also the generous people who are live right now on YouTube. We want to salute all of you. Relax and enjoy this blessed service, you know, being broadcast to you live from Alabaster International Ministry, the Amponsa Memorial Temple. Good morning to you. Come on, clap for wonder. Next Sunday is the 25th of July, and Wanda Zate is having Shalom Praise at the Ablekuma Church of Pentecost. I invite everybody 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Are you clapping for Wanda? Powerful ministration. Appreciate you. Whilst we're also standing, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you our foundation scripture. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We seek to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. We require to see Jesus. The reason why we are here is for the Christ and not any human being, not any philosophical ideas whatsoever, or, you know, predilection or predisposition. It is the Christ we seek. We want to see the healer, the miracle worker, the bridge builder, the covenant keeping God, the faith rewarding God. We want to have an encounter with the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christos, the Savior of the world. We want to see Christ. This is the reason why we also in Alabaster this morning have come from all around the city of Accra to be in the presence of the Lord. And the only reason is the Christ. The singers are singing because of him. Yeah, the player of the piano or the pianist is playing because of him. The Christ is the center. That is why you have come all this way, driving all this while to be in God's presence. Christ. Christ. The lifter of destinies. Yeah, the connector. If you are looking for the best matchmaker, Christ, Jesus the Christos, we want to see him. And may I proceed to read, possibly or arguably, the most relevant scripture in this end time, Luke the 21st chapter, 34, 35, 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 through to 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. For four Sundays now running, we have been reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10 and 11. And we are deriving a series out of that particular scripture. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the 10th and 11 verses. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. The Bible said, and this particular scripture, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the epistemology of the Apostle Paul. He writes and said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine or teaching or elicitation or proclamation, my manner of life or character, what builds my heart up, the content of my attitude, conduct, and what makes me in terms of habitual presentation. He went further in the third presentation and said, you have known my purpose, faith, long-suffering, love or charity, patience, persecution, affliction, which came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. I go further, let me reiterate it so that I will highlight. The first Sunday we were dealing with the doctrine of the apostle, and then we went further to his manner of life or character. Last Sunday it was his purpose, and this Sunday will be his faith. Yeah, you have known my faith. You have known, he is writing to a young pulpiteer. He is writing to Timotheus, and he is telling Timotheus, you have known, if there is anything that you need to imitate from me, I want you to look at me, and you should imitate my preaching or teaching. You imitate my message. And when you have finished imitating my message, imitate my character, my attitude, my habits, my conduct, my manner of life. When you have finished doing that, I want you to look at my assignment, look at my purpose, go ahead and carefully examine, you know, my vision and mission, the obligation that is upon my life, that which hangs on my head. I want you to look at that. When you have finished doing that, come on and look at my faith in Christ, the content of my composure, what makes me the apostle, what makes me to believe in the Almighty, what makes me to preach what I preach and live how I live, what makes me to carry that assignment. And so he can go further and say, the necessity is laid on me. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. My faith in the Christos, in the Christ. Many are preaching like Apostle Paul, but their faith is not in the Christ. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're building up on something. Faith, my faith. You know, it draws my attention to Luke chapter number 18, verse number 8, where Jesus was asking a question. He said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith upon the earth? Luke 18, verse 8. If the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? With the way things are going, shall many people in South Africa, after they have looted the nation, will be in some form of worship this morning after looting? Yeah, talking about South Africa, I will want to use opportunity and tell the police and the army, by the time you can draw guns in the house of God and persecute the church, that nation is on its way to danger. For blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Even my country have not yet found this truth. As for you, you have just stepped on a very dangerous ground. May the Lord have mercy on the way you are conducting yourselves. You couldn't stop looters. You can go and persecute worshippers. You did not stop looters. When they stole from innocent investors, you were not. How hypocritical you have become. You can take guns to church and persecute pastors and church worshippers. You can do that. Judgment is already on your head. Judgment is already on your head. You are hypocrite like Ghana. Ghana is a hypocritical nation. In prayer, we can see the beam on other people's eyes and cannot see the spike in our own. Hypocrites in a proper definition. Very interesting nation. I am glad I am part of it. And glad that God has given me an assignment to intercede for this nation and to rebuke it. Grace to cause it to be straightened and to bring order to the nation. Without any political portfolio, that assignment can only be by the Holy Spirit. I am speaking to the nations. The Christ is coming back again. He is coming back again. And your preparation is down, down, down. If the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Last week, we were at the North Carnation branch of Alabaster International Ministry. And last Friday, I quoted two scriptures. One of them was Acts chapter 6, verse 5. And it talked about Stephen. And the Bible said, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip and the rest of them. The Bible said, but Stephen was a man full of faith, not just the Holy Ghost, full of faith. It's time to bring back. I am not only talking about faith as conviction or strength of conviction. I am not only talking about faith as confidence in God. I am not only talking about faith as reliance in God, but also as faith, as a very firm foundation that is bringing our heart or the content of our heart to an end time training. Training! It was faith. You may be seated. I'm taking a bit of time with my introduction this morning. You may be seated in God's presence. Let me go ahead and speak the mind of the Lord. You're looking amazing. Turn to somebody and tell the person, you look good. Rafu, and say, you look good. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. The Bible is trying to make a very solid submission. Faith! It's so even amazing when the book of Romans, Paul the Apostle was writing in this epistemology in chapter 4, verse number 3. And he said, Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. In other words, his faith became righteousness. Just his faith was accounted as righteousness. In verse number 5, the Bible goes further and portrays something. He said that, you know, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And so if I cannot pay my own debt, I will trust that one who justifieth the ungodly, Christ Jesus, the bread of life. And the moment I put my faith or trust in him, that will be accounted for righteousness. Wow. Wow. I'm reminding you this morning that some things are real. the things we have acquired in this life, they are good, but the day will come you will walk away from them. Everything, including your mansion, the lovely cars parked at the car park right now, all these things, one day you will have to walk away from them. Yesterday, one of the very senior ministers of the Church of Pentecost was laid to rest. Many, many great men of God and women of God gathered around him to pay their respects and to celebrate God for the illustrious life of that particular person, you know, who served God and served the church and passed on. Whatever property the man of God has been able to, you know, establish or achieve, he leaves it for his wife and children, who will one day also leave it, and possibly to nobody. Therefore, I realize how eager we are towards the things of materialism. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24, the scriptures was making a very solid reiteration. When he got to verse number 12, he said, Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Yeah. As for the love of many, what he was talking about is that the level of your faith will deplete. The church is right now at the state of apostasy. The apostasy simply means mass backsliding. Preachers will backslide. Parishioners will backslide. Pulpiteers will backslide. Even people who say they carry power and the presence of God, most of them will backslide. When I say backslide, it doesn't mean they will walk away completely from the church. It doesn't mean that. It means they will have a form of godliness, yet they deny the power thereof. Yet they are very carnal, and that turns out to be enmity to God. Oh, you can clap those hands. Enmity to God. Enmity to God. Look at verse number 15 of Matthew chapter 24. The Bible was talking about something great. He said, when therefore you shall see the abomination of desolation that was spoken by the prophet Daniel, the Bible said, you know, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. This particular scripture was quoted from Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 30. Yeah. And so I will go there and read. But the Bible said, Daniel chapter number 11, 30, verse number 30. In the 30th verse, the Bible says, you know, he goes further and then reads some very amazing things. Go to verse number 31 and then let me proceed from there because of my time. The arm shall stand on his part and they shall pollute the sanctuary. The people who are in the sanctuary, they will pollute the sanctuary. The people in the sanctuary. No, people are not going to come from outside to pollute the sanctuary. The people in the sanctuary, they will pollute the sanctuary. Remember, Rita was telling me a story. Somebody called in course of the week and was asking me, you know, what the person should do. I thought about the thing, and up till now, I haven't given an answer yet. You know, I look at the way that certain preachers can easily sleep with people in church who are married. You don't understand the value of a married person. Don't you understand when we say somebody is married? That person is not just an easy person or a common person. That person is married. Married person. Obia waware wongroro neho enchira bonten so for. Look at even our brothers and sisters, the Muslims. Ye kase obia waria seni pano na ni pesuni na wodi siye di mani kuno. Aju yankwa ni enti ni yemase. married person. A freebie about, you know, that you didn't have anybody. You could not have anybody to sleep with, like a prophet, a pastor, as a married person. Then you go back home and take your Bible and pray Liba Arukati. That is nonsense in the ears of God. I'm talking to you. Oh, you bet here. There are errors. The people in the church are destroying the altar of God. They say people put money at the altar and it is polluted. The monies are coming from all kinds of dangerous places. Stolen money, people's husbands' money, wickedness, money with blood. It comes to the altar. This is why so many people have sown so many seeds, but no results. And then Mama Rita is asking me, should she tell her husband that this has happened? I said her husband will divorce her. Even if I was the husband, I will divorce you. So she is asking me, what should she do? And I said, well, I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. Because abomination of desolation have come into the house of God. Muriaba and so mahusi see wa from obi bawa kwansra and so mahusi see wa from yani afri ye ho so ye wire afri ye ho ene ye mfunu bia e wo ewia se you will come and find it in the house of God. And because we have two kinds of extremists in the church in this end time, the first kind of extremists believe that everything is a sin. If you make up, it's a sin. If you wear earrings, it's a sin. If you don't come to church on Saturday, it's a sin. If we have an extremist, two kinds of extremists. To the left extremist, that is the kind of people you will find. If you wear trousers, you are going to hell. If you don't wear this, you are going to hell. If you eat meat, you are going to hell. That is that kind of extremist. Montana Singrofo Rinam Nijamo. Yeah, Omo Rinam Nijamo. Udru Suruana, Abimunu say you have missed a chunk of a lot of things. Yeah, you know, we have that kind of extremists. We have the extremists that believe that, you know, even if you shake a sinner, you have become a sinner. We have that kind of extremists who believe you should not talk to the unbeliever. If somebody comes to church and they are wearing a miniskirt, you should not talk to them. Like the lady who has just repented and confessing Jesus. I don't care the sin she has committed. I don't care whether she has slept with people's husbands and she, you know, drank blood and committed rituals. The moment she says, I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, that is the turning point. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. That is the turning point. The church cannot show Moesha or whatever her name is rightly, you know, cannot show her love. Any amushari. Any amushari. Why am I preaching? I am preaching because of the sinner. I am preaching that they are going to be saved. And so if somebody is saved and I didn't go to preach to the person out of his own will or her own will is saying that I have given my life to Christ, I shall rather go and thank that person because she has made my job easy. We have one kind of extremists that are not patient for even the sinner. They believe that once you are born again, you must automatically, instantly become an angel. It can never happen. why the Bible said the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. The Spirit, every day, on a daily basis, therapy and treatment and healing will begin to come to that part of the body. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say, I believe that the church is a place of discipline, and the church is a place of structure, and the church is a place of order, and the church is a place of training, and the church is a place of righteousness. I believe the church is a place of standards. I believe that the church is a place of correction and restitution and recovery and replenishment. But I also believe that the church is a place for mercy, and the place of grace, and the place of love, and the place of kindness, and the place where the hurting can go, where the dying can go. I believe. The reason why people like Ophorian Ponsa was not accepted is because of our hypocrisy and that extreme, ideas. This is the same thing you are doing to this young Moesha, and you did the same thing to Konfobano, because this body of Christ is so divided and so confused, and so, we are judges of ourselves. We will judge you from what you are wearing, how you appear, how you sing, how you talk. We will judge you. We will not see the light of Christ in you. Rather, we will see your faults. We will see your weakness. We will see your frailties. What kind of church is that? What kind? If I'm wearing a Tom Ford suit, they will talk about it. If I'm wearing a Brioni suit, they will talk about it. If I'm wearing a Berlusconi suit, they will talk about it. If I'm not wearing a suit, they will talk about it. If I'm wearing Danta, they will talk about it. If I come to church without drawers, they will talk about it. What kind of church is that? Which church cannot be your brother's keeper? You cannot support somebody and love the person irrespective of, regardless of. Why can't you accept somebody in church without scanning them up and down? Up and down. What kind of churches do we have? Somebody shout, hey! They will scan you, they will insult you, they will talk rubbish, that is the kind of church we have. And when they finish talking rubbish, they instantly they will pray in tongues. Mujare. Asafonejare. Yeah, asafonejare. That is why we cannot even accept each other. Yeah, and that is why some people will rather turn to other faiths and other religions. Yeah, and I am so surprised the way Christianity is sleeping. Yeah, and our brothers Islam, do you know what they are putting into Islam and the advancement of it? And the church is busily fighting among itself. Busily fighting among ourselves. Islam just dedicated the national mosque. 14,000 capacity. We don't have any church except the oil dome that has a 20,000 seater capacity. And you are not concerned. You are busily fighting among yourselves, fighting over clothes, fighting over how you appear, your makeup. Mushare. 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 The sinner is going to hell. And that is not a concern to us. Yejai has empathy, Juma. We are not extending a hand to the poor anymore. Islam is doing it. Now Islam has started house to house. They say, Yehu Adansidifu. It's not a concern to us.
Our job
is not looking all nice and come to church.
Our job
is Matthew 28 verse 19.
Go ye into all the world and make disciples of me.
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And teach them.
Oh, you can clap those hands. The National Mosque can be seen from space with a satellite. I don't think this church can be seen from space. You are not concerned. Something is wrong.
And then we have another extreme to the right.
Those extremists, they believe anything goes. You can bring anything. There is God. It's not after anything. You can bring anything. And that is why, you know, you can see married people with umutumahunina on television.
Because
that is also another extreme. No decorum, no discretion, no order, no fear of God.
A jamai
is a common thing.
Priceless. Obia
person will show, say, I am hot and sexy.
I want to remind you that hell is hotter than water. Hell is hotter than unufu. Hell is hotter.
I have for a moment some friends who hear my name.
Pia!
Who went here? I moved my car and I drove to a particular place. The place is a bar, a drinking spot. And at the same time, they sell food. And I parked the car and I sat in quietly. And I was just looking at the people that are coming and going and coming and going. Every young man like my age, everybody that came out of that beer bar had a disposable cup with intoxicating drink in it. They have finished eating, but they started eating with ensa, and they finished with ensa. And you mean when we say munya kidney failures and liver failures and heart failures, my young girls now get the next front no abanu abe, make lifestyle are you woman asafo no wadwuma ye ye wadwuma kase. We cannot sit down unconcerned and you know we and sorry ye the pa no any prayer. People are going to hell and we are not even concerned. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 14, the Bible said hell has opened its mouth wide, hell has enlarged itself, hell has opened its mouth without measure, and the glory of their multitude of the people and their pomp, the Bible said, are descending into hell. Hell! People are dying and going to hell. People are even dying going to hell from church. At the end, thing woman go hell. I saw for be bring can correct. Be bring honam. Be pray no man say who say a normal. Be when you mess up pa and what trophy. Now we jina ho. It should be concern to me. I should wake up in intercession. I should wake up in praying to be my brother's keeper. This hatred in church must go. We have to be able to take care of our own business. Yeah, I'm telling you, we need to support each other, love each other. That is what the gospel is all about. I didn't have a Monte Brofana. That is what the gospel is all about. Yeah, to love your neighbor as yourself. The reason why all this is happening is because there is no more faith in Christ. You realize it even from this kind of songs that we are writing.
the kind of songs that we sing in our church. I'm telling the Ghana gospel musicians, can't you see that the move of God is shifting to our Nigerian brothers and sisters? Can't you see it? Because they don't have time to sing about Namide Kurase. They don't sing nonsense. They are rather singing the gospel. Yeah. Singing the gospel. They pick up the gospel and make it a song. In that way, the people, the children in the children's church, they will know the word of God. They will grow with the word of God. They will love people. They will respect. The reason why we have so many people, because so many people who don't respect politicians, who don't respect kings, who don't, and it's not only in Ghana. Before, you know, the youth are very angry. You know, any attempt to confront them, it will just explode. It is not only in Ghana or in the diaspora. It is all over the nations. If you go to Havana in Cuba right now, they have risen in a revolt and in a mutiny against their government. They say they don't want the government. What happened in South Africa is a biblical content. Yeah. The kingdom will rise against kingdom, and a nation will rise against nation. Authority will rise against authority. Tell me what those people did at Techiman South. 9 people to deserve to die. Tell me what the people who died in Ejira deserve to die. What did they do to deserve death? When is building up on a buffoo. But when people are in faith, the Bible said from your childhood, 2 Timothy chapter number 3 verse 15, from your childhood, when you know the scriptures, it can be able to make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. Yeah, you know, it is so amazing. From your childhood, if you know the word of the Lord, there is a generation who does not honor their fathers. There is a generation who does not respect mothers. This generation have lowered every standard because we are not even talking about the Christ. He is not the focus. Now let me use opportunity. If Jesus was preached this morning and that he is love, then there is no need to hate. If Jesus is portrayed and presented that he is the healer, then paracetamol will not be necessary because he comes in with a miraculous supernatural healing power. I want to even ask, where is the power of God? Apostle Yeboah num crusade noa na adum ayen mano efain the cro apostle enim apostolic church emosranoa na womo ba na be 14. Where is that anointing? Yet the enemy said, because we have, you know, depleted from faith, and our faith is that we are not even telling people that they are pilgrims and strangers on earth. On earth. Psalm 90:12, no, are you seeing here? So teach me to number my days that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. Yeah. First John chapter number 2, verse number 15. First John 2 and the 15th verse. Go there. Let us work. The Bible said, love not the world nor the things which are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. For everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. The world and all its lust passeth away. But he that doeth the will of the Father will abide forever. Matthew chapter 7 and from verse number 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father. It is always about the will of the Father. Hebrews chapter number 13 from verse number 1, the Bible was talking about the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith, but this is how he opens the book in Hebrews 11, verse
verse number 1, chapter 11, verse number 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things which are not seen. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. The Bible said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were made of things which do appear. In the next verse, the Bible is saying, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, he yet speaketh. Verse number 5, he goes and said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony, his reportage, he has this credit, he had this, tag to his name. That he pleased God. He was a pleasure of Almighty God. In the next verse, the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto God must first believe that God is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They were Benjamin Channel. And what's what Jesus said? Nyami waho. Nyami ye wama watonono. Wansuke to ya 4. Verse number 7. He goes and says that by faith, Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen, as yet moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became a heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Verse 8 of Hebrews 11. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should receive after for an inheritance, obeyed and went, not knowing even where he was going. Verse number 9 of Hebrews 11, by faith he journeyed or sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10 of Hebrews 11, the Bible said, for he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker was Almighty God. In verse 13, the Bible makes a very strong submission in God's word. He said, these died in faith. All these, they died in faith. And yes, what's no. All of them, they died in faith. The Bible said, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. The Spirit saith, they shall rise from their labor, and their works will follow them. In Shirania Wufua, Wu Christomo, a free sase edicro, whom they say, Anne and I, you, what best sorry if you were wufum. Now, Womunuma. Wanyuma kofi odro me sori ana me nyuma dimachi ne dimachi ne dimachi ne dimachi mi be chimi ya mi nyuma be dimachi mi be bobra pa e sobra tiania mi nyuma e nyuma e nyuma e nyuma e nyuma e nyuma wanyuma be dimachi me tacha ye ministers of state wanyuma be dimachi. His Excellency, my President, Mira, I'm telling you. Bebre can molest their wives, cheat on them, live all kinds of life, and when they are going to die and they have infirmities, weaknesses, these same abused wives, but in the true moving, because so beautiful. When you ma, you be doing it. When you ma be doing it, mama motu nyuma ina, when you ma be doing it, mama comfort when you ma be doing it. Yekan when you ma, eya na enyani ewo yenengwa ni ewo jene nansoka.
unyuma ibedi wachi. Yeah. Kufidru me sorry ya nam unyuma di mechi. Na wira husema iwo umuni say, whilst unyuma ni idi wachi unyamiye ni mno, we are having a nice funeral. Oh, ya buachi di enuwa ye nice. Sabri we drew a jan in chain dada. Of our hinin who could do a jan in chain. If I find him, if I could do a janitor, drama and fui. You're quite sorry, and walk a can't quite see us. I'm sorry, yeah, sorry, Kuran or mine a can some fun. Mobek, my mom page, my yeah, why could we need any? Go to the car park and see the caliber of vehicles there. Let's check a rest. You know, why in essence, anyway? The wise are serving God. The wise, the prudent, Bajuma, the Sumiame. When some of him shimshim, Bajuma, the Sumiame. Bajuma, the Sumiame. When you look even on our secular platform, the people don't last. Usiswa, Bonyuma, me pewobia. Who have been on the game, secular gospel, movie, whatever, television presentation, all that, who have lasted for 40 years. I want to see them. 15 years, 18 years, no mayra. Because he near sempa. Boys, who is this one? We know. Okay, inu boninom yes we are celebrating. Akwe Jimmy yes we are celebrating. Osha yes we are badamwa. Osi nyami hunu ni mabo. Nyami diye wa hunu amani u. Osha yes we are badamwa. Osi nyami hunu ni mabo. Uwu a yes mon person phone wa mebo mpa ima. Onko a sorry. And upa invite me. They will never come. If a dog your church, the church be bombo clad. Bomboclad church. Me not have time for Bomboclad. Kosu Jimmy. O pebebi e Jimmy e wopa agana hakao. Jimmy. E kawo na ye nye ye. Trotro driver nu ojina kwe mu nu uludu. E ye Jimmy e nibi. Bebi ani a roy e zip ni e jonsa. E ye Jimmy e nibi. Baby, I need Nisi, a Jimmy, and Nibi. Now, go be a way young quadrilla, the head and out Jimmy, sir. Ha! I hear you, the other. Bet you. Tia! Wobi, I want you to be Kuruda, a Jimmy, and Nibi. You have a vow to keep. I vow that I will have you to hold for better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. With this ring, ID word, I pledge my life to you, that I will prefer you above all men. Where did that go? And tamwa ye kembi ya yemfanya yejuma. I promise on my honor to be faithful. Do you know what faithfulness is? Do you know what faithfulness is? We have leaders who are not even faithful to their own wives. How can you be faithful to a nation? Think about what I just said. You can't be faithful to one woman. You can be faithful to 34 million people. Hey, you're normal! Adame! Efunibi abba. Ah, you'll be a DB. Uwa, you're a kura. You're a kwa, sinche. Wasi, inyankro, for the omko. Nan we ye bia omo ye wo kwa omo be parke ne ma na guke mu abese akọ we bura no aye kwa ne ma me osimon parke mon parke ngum na ye kwa munyere mo honnom nya se bedura na dwa obi be kaso wa bre ye ni sai ye no ntini ya parke mo honsa. The Bible said abrantewa wasiso jiwani dia wo pe bia ye. But Kehunu said, Adia Pia, Uyana Sasi Subia, Unyamido Beba Timu. Remember that God will bring everything into judgment. Let me talk about the sanctity of the pulpit.
Adie we yemfanyimi. Adie we yemfanyimi. You cannot preach on this and still go to your vomit. You cannot stand on this and still live anyhow. You cannot stand on this and write songs and sing songs and still defile yourself. You cannot stand on this and hate your brother. You cannot stand on this and hate your sister. This is why I keep telling you, no matter what it is, even if the people are refusing to be loved, step back. And on this, we still love them from a distance and pray for them from a distance. Yeah, because in these last days, people are ungrateful. People are very wicked. People are very mean. People who you have been kind to will pay you with evil. But despite that, you still have to trust people. You still have to love people. You still have to relate to people. Because we are strangers. I'll read verse 13 of Hebrews where I have been reading and I'll finish up. Listen to that. These all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen it afar off, they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed them that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Therefore, it doesn't really matter what you possess. We must die in faith. When we lift your casket, heaven must be applauding. Will enter and be ushered into the kingdom. When we get to heaven, may you be applauded by Apostle Paul, Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Obadiah. Yeah, may you go and see Melchizedek. May you go, Pioneer. May you go and see Peter. May you go and see people. May you shake the hands of Moses. May you see Prophet Elijah and say, "Hey, Eli, may you, when you enter the kingdom, may you be applauded of one of God's favorite, one of God's saints." Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands to the Lord. The king is coming back again. Glory, hallelujah, the king is coming back again. And dotie beko dotie and son beko nsum. Ipe die me se ya atadie. Ube urego. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 say, Wajire ya sa asisun to madanwa yinim se ye wofie bia. Wanfa nsane esie. Asiru ho. All these died in faith. All these died in faith. Blessed are the dead. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Blessed. Let Jesus be the center of your life. Let Jesus be the essence of your life. Let Christ be the reason why you come to church and not the preacher. How many preachers can say what I just said? Let Christ be the reason why you come to church and not the preacher. You were not free, nipper, na so, never were need looking up to Jesus, the altar and the finisher of your faith. Yeah, the altar and finisher of your faith, Christ, not the man. What do we need to nipper, na so? The day the man dies, you will be very, very disappointed. This week, I was telling Mama Rita, I am beginning to understand why people get disappointed when a prophet dies, when a bishop dies, when a general overseer dies. A doctor we know is a pediatrician, a children's doctor, amazing guy. The guy can look in your face and tell that you are sick and can point where you are sick. Go and do the test and you will find it there. Too gifted. Now he's 80 plus and he has retired. We called and we said, "Oh, now he does not practice anymore. I was disappointed. I was disappointed. They told me, this is how disappointed, when people put their faith in a prophet and the prophet is no more, that is why they get disappointed. May your faith go into the Christ, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through him. There is no name given unto the sons of men to be saved except the name Jesus the Christ, the bread of life. May you come to Jesus, the miracle worker, the resurrection and life, the living bread, the bread of life. Christ, the essence and the center that holds. He is the reason why I'm sweating this morning. Jesus. 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 May your faith be solid in Christ. May Facebook not steal your heart. May the Bible, the word of God, be something. Let's welcome Ohima Mercy into the house. When he appears, you can also appear with him. Yeah. Satemuda kasieni dura Yesu mami hunu wo se magye nkwa. Mami hwehwe wo wiase ha. Ne da kasie no. Entuma kuma. Eda no de yesa de ye keka ko de betutu yakoma papa. De betutu yakoma pa. Tutu yakwa uti me fa adwuma sika. Wa be te so tight. Kamye nyi wo tight ma. Kama yanyi wo tight ma. Enjire ni so. Obi kunu na hain da ma. Sister Wunchu. Wunchu. Eni ema bebre o honi mani panche. Ye honorable fo bebre ya. One more call. Surprisingly. Go down. Check their life. E hunu se bra peni ho. O ye kama. Ye na ye dono. Bad omo bra pa. Mun pepri chin se. Na prana mo pro. Misi ni pebi ya te se diani a ya noa. Yanka wo shia. Wo se. Yanka wo shia wo se. I am yet to understand why a preacher will hire people to kill another preacher. Why? An ex-husband will hire somebody to kill his ex-wife. I am yet to understand. That was what he was talking about in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Daniel 12, 10. Put the scripture back. Let me close off with that. Yeah. And then we will pray for our nation. Amen. You know. Amen. You know. Amen. You know. Amen. Somebody showed me a little video. And when I saw the video, Kashepa, yeah, exported from this country. But he has to say, Mephisika in bundles, all dollars, and they ship it. It went home, Mama. It had entered in here. Mesiwe ye no anya asem. Se wonya asem a mi nyame ho a obi ye ne ho. So wonye na wonya asem. O my way no kure nim, ye mpani fon kan kure. Makachiro. Mi ma me be kase kase binom. No. Ye mpani fon kan kure. Kan kure no. No kure no makan sisi ya makan. Ye mpani fon kan kure. No kure ade ye kokko sa kokko sra de. Prosifo bibiri wunkwasi ewu 34 be kono boda ho boy ba 29 e de na bo gate ya no wo depo ha
Customs way baby in check. Chrono.
Ah, for more moments, man. Montreal.
Who can buy Chrono? No, the Abbasin money. One so come. Chrono.
I see a woman one more. I see a woman and no woman more.
At the end of the year, no son of Hockey can we? I see a woman in one more. I see a woman in one more. Now you didn't even can cannabis if you. Nanny mammy, I will not tell. Nanny papa, I will not tell. Na ye soup. Quasi a funu. Quasi a funu. Won't quasi a yase.
Comfort an oa mama kaiwa no pay. Ana sasi ya daho jana eni ra. Nani muni yama wasi sabo wobo. Ana sasi ya daho jana eni ra. Nani muni yama. Wobu ra no peba na wabewiwe. Obi ara beba eba be yi nanu me se owura nu beba na wa be hwe obi ara beba ba be yi me se emofura beba ha empani beba habrin pom beba ni mu ahia fu ni na a wolf who up, a sorry, what ya won't put poor one in a pepwe. Missy Emma Fura Peba, M Penny Beba, Happy Pom Beba, Nemo, and he have won in a wolf who up, a sorry, what ya won't put poor one in a Wobiara Bebo. For the last time, Emofira Beba, Empeni Beba, Habrim Pam Beba Nimu, and he a fronina. A woof who up a sorry, what ya hope for one in a Wobiara Beba. And Samia Nunagu was on a two shell radisa. And I know Yesu and I'm go whilst he was on his way and wrote to Calvary or Golgotha. The Bible said that women of Jerusalem were crying and they were weeping, and Jesus turned unto them and said, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Munsumoho. Munsumoma. And we want to rededicate our hearts to the Lord. We want to commit our hearts unto God. Sister, I'm found said you won't offer. And found in any woman with him and found connection. I will walk. We need power limited you to one share with that answer. Hey! My Lord, my God. Giga roda hane de kesa da da da. Kida maha zali da 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 da. My God. My God. My God. Yay! Emiye nyangwa si aduma miwura. Emiye mrangu. Emiye mpia aduma twana ni munkanchire se. Munfre mi sonka minimo. Emiye mrangu, emiye mrangu. Ma wasafu hwehwe wo wiase ha. Nada kesia no ntu yakoma mianya yankwagye ho adwuma yankwagye yankwagye miwura boaye mianya yankwagye ho adwuma kokobone abufuo awudie adwaman krono enutuo ataye Memphri Yakumemu, Natinine, Ya Yamishudo Kunkun ye Uniado Ya Boaseto Abotile Emma Metina Yakumem. You don't know Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. This is the time. Shall I want me see the opportunity? There is no repentance after death. After the grave, you can't change your mind. This is it. Don't miss it. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, have mercy on my soul. I receive you as my Lord, my personal Savior. Come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. Write my name in the book of life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on the colors of Ghana on the altar and pray for this nation. Yeah. Whilst we are praying for this nation, we'll remember my president and his family and the people of Ghana. Father, forgive this nation. Forgive us. Open your mouth. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Forgive us of all the wickedness and all the innocent blood that we have shed. The people that we have incarcerated wrongly, wrong judgments, and all that. And nipa wamgu afiasia bonibi awamunye. Forgive the blood of Captain Mahama, J.B. Dankwa Edu, Ahmed Swale, Mark Ofori. Forgive the blood of Marcus on our flag. Forgive the 9 people who died at touching myself. Forgive the person that died at Kumi Preko demonstration. Forgive this nation of that blood. Yeah. Forgive the Ejura killings. Forgive. And have mercy on our failing economy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Heal the people at Kolebu, at 37, at G, at Rich Hospital, at Achimota Hospital, Amasama Hospital, and Sawem Hospital. Heal the people at Tema General. Heal the people who are in homes and in places. And touch the prisoner at Sawem, James Fort, Osha Fort, Ankafo. Touch the people at Kumasi Central. God be the hope of the hopeless. In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks. And Father, I pray for this nation. I make intercession with trembling. Have mercy on our country. Heal us, and we will be healed. Save us, and we will be saved. In Jesus' precious name, I give you thanks. I commit everybody into your hands this week. The covenant blessings of Inshiremu, Inshiremu, Inshiremkwa will be our portion. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Sweet Flow 102.1 in the city of Tamale. We are so grateful to come your way with Word Worship Wonders, the W3 service. The Lord bless all of you and keep all of you. All our guys on Amansan Television and GN Television, thank you for joining us live. And everybody who joined us live on Podcast Live, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, God bless all of you richly. I cannot close off without mentioning also, Tahila Experience 2021 is coming your way. 8th of August. Calvary Temple, Sprinters Road. All roads are leading to one location. The entire nation and the hearts of the people will stop at the altar of Tahila. Jesus will be glorified with Ohima Mercy Ministries. You cannot miss it for anything in the world. 8 August, 4 p.m. Calvary Temple, Sphincters Road, Tahila 2021. You can't miss it. Before I sign up, Nana Kweku Munkati Miansa TV for Munkati Miansa, let Ohima come and sing one line of Otimimu, Otimimu, Otimimu. Give her a microphone there. Otimimu. One line. Before we Nana Kweku Munka, sweet melodies from a kate yenya. You won't come home.
Hello. Me wo Jesus. Otsimimu. Otsimimu. Otima kumemu. Me wo Jesus. Otsimimu. Otima kume me dear me wo Jesus abribia otimimu otimimu abribia otimame me dear me wo Yeshua otimimu otima makume. And I pay me wa hasse me the message back up and me demo. This week, Ebia, we need a swing in us. But the wonder lives in you. Ni awoshi shano, na wachimo ade baba. Eti eto de binasa bonsami yuniti na wachima. Mi wa Yesu. Mi dia mi wa Yesu. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. Me wa Yesu a mo. Otima. I know maybe the doctor is telling you something. That maybe eni amana sawo swama eni preaching ni njina mawa bemwe pu. Emma, uko fie ni mpono. And you will say, entumi nye ye. But the Lord said, I should tell you. Wo Jesus. Otsi wumu. Whatever the devil does. Otsi wumu. Otsi wakumemu. Eh. Wo Yesu bia. Otsi wumu. Otsi Baby, I am a dad, or say, what shall me boss say? Or demean embassy, ye near toy uncle? Yet, ye bea, whoa, who bet him kunim? Want to what? Want it? What shall me boss say? Or demean embassy, ye near toy uncle? Papa, said ye bea, who bet him kunim? Wonderful akudie nyina akudie piara na wachimu wo hyehye ma wo no tie me enye ye that is why you have Jesus achiwumu achiwa kumemo. Who I am, Subia? Atiumo. Hey, But you are. Mama, I'm found in the upon some wakume. Now what you may rather than one yamba bo. Otiwa wakume. Baba Namisho. Namishamo.
Tuesday we are having Tahila walk. Tuesday,
yes,
you are here near end.
Baba, yes, that's it. Every shopping mall.
Oh, okay.
Near walk, Jesus walk. Yeah, walking in a near bumpire.
Wow, time.
And on the street of Tahila Experience, a Jabez saw.
Oh, Mijiri. I know the Mijiri.
Because, Baba, there are a lot of demons and principalities every year we need to deal with. Before and son, I went to set Tahila, I can see. So this year, God gave us the direction. Say, young God will be on your mom pie and for road.
Okay. Wow.
And this year, will be a only any that's what Benny and that's what will be a yari a bit done in Muno, a rather be yes, you are. Will be a wabu boom pa. I am believing God for miracles. Yes, Baba. Baba, I'm grateful.
Time for the walk.
It's exactly 6 a.m.
in the morning.
Yes, Baba.
Tuesday. Wow.
We are giving free t-shirts.
Wow.
We are giving lots of energy drinks and all that.
Wow.
Everybody will be fine.
I like that. Clap for him and mercy. Tuesday is our non-denominational Bible study in the evening, 6. And Wednesday, first in Bible, Kessia, the Achimota Girls Guys Training, come. Don't miss it for anything. Tomorrow we start a day with OK 101.7 FM, 5 a.m. to 6, Monday to Friday. Dankwan Sam airs on United Television, 5:30 a.m. on Wednesdays at dawn. And then on Atenka TV, 5 a.m. on United Television, 1:15 on Thursdays, right after our midday news. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry, the Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra, we say when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs become automatic. We love you. God bless you. See you next time. Thank you. Jesus, Artimimum, 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 yeah. Me, oh, Jesus, Jesus.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.